Real Producers. This is Kristen Brinley. I am here with Mahmood Chowdhury, and he is our cover story for August. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, and if you haven't read his story, make sure you do. I love it. I love these photos, these family photos and so on too. So, you know, Mahmood, I love your story and how you, you started from wanting to serve and, you know, kindness and doing things from that, that place in your heart. And you by yourself did 80 transactions this past year and $30 million in business. That's quite a feat without even a transaction coordinator. So you truly make sure all the details are handled yourself. And that you are the chairman of the Asian American Society for Central Virginia and really have been a driving force for that organization, which I'm going to ask you a little bit more about here in a minute. But can you tell us, like, why real estate? So you could do anything. You're a really smart guy. Why real estate? How'd this happen?
Thank you again, Kristen. Real estate purchase is the single most important purchase transaction a person do, most of the person do in their lifetime. So if I can be advocate to help them in this transaction, in their, to make it even better and pleasant experience, and I like it. I like that way. And also earning is not that bad either. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, so what do you think has been like most challenging for you as a real estate agent?
Well, I don't think it has been challenging because I enjoy it. If you enjoy something, you are good at it. And so a really challenge is not, I didn't face it because I enjoyed so much.
Well, then what has been rewarding?
Rewarding factor is that I really like when I hand out the key at the closing to a family, on their first homes. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. That feeling you cannot buy it with $1 million, just the different feelings. And it comes from your heart.
How does real estate fit into your dreams and your goals?
Well, I have done other job previously, and this happened, accidentally, I happened to be in the real estate because I helped my friend to buy, recommended to buy homes. And I realized that that I could have made $100,000 of these 7 homes. Then I went to real estate and it has been rewarding, handsomely rewarding to me.
That makes sense. These 7 homes, that's...
And I didn't get any commission out of those. Then I got my real estate license.
That was a good move. So define success for us. What does success mean for you?
Well, success is ultimately, you know, do what you love to do. And at the end of the day, it comes to family. And so if you are really doing what you like to do and it brings good earnings and helps you to raise the family that you want, and that's the most rewarding part.
Yeah, family. Well, speaking of, like, tell us about your family, a little background, like, where did you grow up? Yeah.
I was born in Bangladesh and I came here in 1983 and I studied electrical engineering and at University of Houston. Then my wife, we got married in 1987. I was 23, she was 18, legal age 18. And we have 3 girls. My wife and I raised 3 girls, 3 beautiful, successful girls. And our daughter, she's an older daughter. She went to Johns Hopkins University, Farah. She's a scientist and her husband is an orthopedic surgeon. She got married in 2015. Our middle daughter, Sierra, she's the vice president of sales. She's 27 year old in Boston. And her husband is a Harvard graduate. Youngest one graduated from BCU and she's in Boston working in IT field. So they're really good girl, not because they're successful in professional life, they are good people. We raised them well, me and my wife, we raised them well.
Most important thing. What are you currently learning? Like, what's important to you that you're learning right now?
Well, I'm learning every day. We can learn. I'm learning how, still learning how best I can help people that I meet every day. Literally, I think about in the morning when I wake up, how I can make a difference in somebody's life in a positive way. So I'm learning how to make serve my community, myself, my community, and my family better.
Do you have any like hobbies or interests outside of the business?
Yes, my wife and I, sometime with my family, we like to travel. And so last 2 months, we went to Paris, and my wife had a birthday, and so we took her in Paris. We had the lunch in the second floor of Eiffel Tower. Beautiful.
Very cool.
Then we went to Ireland. Then we came back and went to Iceland. We like to travel because at this time we just enjoy our life at this time. And so then we go out for dinner. Richmond is a good place to go out for dinner.
A good food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you know that restaurant's a Michelin star too in the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, Jules Barney in the second floor. Yes, of the Eiffel Tower. It's beautiful view. Yes,
absolutely. My family, we went there a couple years ago. It's a gorgeous. Good for you guys. What educational class, mentor, or book has had the biggest impact on you?
Biggest impact, I learned from rather than a single person, I learned from every day from people, because there is no end of learning. So every day I learn, and as the chairman of Asian American Society of Central Virginia, as a chairman for 7 years, I met thousands and thousands of people. From every person, you can learn something. So it's learning unlimited. I'm learning every day rather than having a single effect from someone.
What about like a favorite quote, or what's your like mantra? Yeah.
Treat someone as you like to be treated.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty darn good one.
Thank you.
What sets you apart or like makes you different, Mahmood?
Well, I like independence, and that's why I can never be sitting in a desk and work something. I like to go people, meet out people. And also that's why I don't have I don't have a transaction coordinator, because I like to do everything myself as good as possible, so that I'm aware of every single situation. If I have a transaction coordinator, they may not be able to handle it the way I would like to handle it. And maybe some controlling factor there, but I like it. It gives me results and I enjoy it. And so gives me better opportunity to make the best difference, highest possible difference in someone's transaction.
What do you think has been like the biggest reason or reasons for your success? Like a habit, someone, something that's created, you know, your success?
My drive to make a positive difference in somebody's life. And every transaction, I think like, if what I would have done if it was for me, I'm buying the house for myself. And so if you think like that, everything falls in automatically.
It goes right in line with that. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's great. What do you think has been maybe the greatest failure, and what did you learn from it?
Well, maybe if you call it a failure, I started in real estate in 2005. Maybe I should have started sooner so I could help more people. You know, so if that's a failure, that's a failure. But since I have the time now, so I try to make the most biggest impact in family's life. So that, for example, make sure they don't pay any extra closing cost. I have connection with the people I deal with. I only deal with the best in the industry to help out. So, and I could have done it if I started earlier, because in my heart, I have the intention of helping people. Not necessarily that I look for the money part. It falls into place if you really have the intention of helping others.
What would you like to be remembered for?
to be the best father and best family person I can be for our three girls and for my family. And that's the ultimate rewarding factor, that to be the best person you can be.
Well, you heard it here. If you haven't read Mahmood's story, you definitely should. And it's an honor to have you on our cover. And thank you for being a great part of our Real Producers community.